This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This because I'm not loving it. The Jordan Mailata, Leighton Johnson, dual audio. We're going to play two separate cuts, and they are two separate things that will probably annoy you a little bit. We'll get to that coming up in just a couple minutes. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Stephen A. Harger. Stephen Egg Harbor. What up, Stevie?
Yeah, what's going on? Yeah, well, I just want to talk about the Phillies. I mean, I have a different perspective. We're in the seventh game of a 10-game road trip. We're 4-3. We're 4-2 against two of the teams that are trying to make the playoffs and have a shot at making the playoffs. And if we split with Washington, we end up 6-4 on a 10-game road trip, which I'll take any time of the week or, you know, any time. I mean, 6-4 road trip is fine with me. The thing I have to question is last night's decision making is, you know, and it seems a little contradictory to me, is Thompson not having the team in the back. They're not. Why are you playing up? You know, trying to cut off a run when you have a 2-1 lead and you need a double play to get
well,
out.
Well, because it's a good runner. Yeah. So, Steve, it played out as badly as it could have for Topper in that situation. It was a good runner at the plate. He's a hard guy to double up. I think it was like one of the few balls. It was hit exactly the way they would have needed to actually turn a double play. So you're right. It ended up being a mistake. But, like, I didn't hate it in the moment. I understood going for the runner at home with a fast runner, you know, at the plate. I understood trying to prioritize getting that out at home, the force out at home. So, like,
I get your point, but I just
think it played out poorly for them, you know?
But then why are you playing for a tie in the ninth inning with the bunt?
Oh, I didn't have a problem with that. Why do you have a problem with
that? Because it makes no sense. If you're going to play for the
That's
tie,
small ball.
Why wouldn't you play
for
the tie in the seventh inning then?
How many times do people call and talk about we need small ball, we need small ball? And
Topper said,
small ball. I don't talk about small ball.
Okay, well,
small
I don't either, Steve. I'm with you.
Anymore,
like,
so,
I mean, preach, pal, preach. I get it.
But. Today's baseball is not played like that. I don't agree with it because I'm old school, but that's the way today's played. So if I'm going to play the way I'm going to do it like he did last night, you do one or the other. I would have played for the tie in the seventh also because, like he said in his press conference, we have the better bullpen. And if we had to turn that double play, we win it in the ninth inning because we got the shutdown closer. That game is over. I mean, look, I always blame it on the players. I'm not blaming it on the manager. I just thought it was a bad decision on my end last night, listening to the game like I do every night at my bakery. So,
I appreciate the accountability there, Steve. That's some real accountability.
I had a 450 degree oven. So,
that's some real accountability there. I don't blame the team. I blame myself for putting it on. That was good, Steve. Steve, you got an answer for us for what would have broke the internet?
Yeah, the Riddick Bowe. Evander Holyfield championship fight when that parachuter came flying into the ring.
Yeah, that's a good answer. That was a wild moment. Yeah.
That was crazy.
Yeah, that was a crazy moment. Yeah, Steve fired up right there, you know, and I get it.
Like, no, he has some valid points, yeah, for does. Sure. And I understand, but, you know, it wasn't like they were all the way in. They weren't at, like, four depth. Four is like, you know, we got to eliminate this guy at home plate. They were, like, three depth. Unfortunately, the ball just wasn't hit. And the thing that does stink, it was hit pretty much straight away shortstop.
Oh, if they were playing a double play depth, it would have been an easy double play.
Yeah, I don't care.
It could not have been hit more perfectly.
Each row could have been running. They still were going to turn two.
Yeah.
So that from that aspect is – I Topper might want to rethink that one a little bit more because they were up a run.
Yeah.
And like he said, if they think their bullpen was better than theirs, then he concede that run. And you
play a tie game, yeah. You know? No, I get it.
Makes sense.
It does. Coming up in a minute, we are going to hear from Lane Johnson and Jordan Mailata. Right now, we'll hear from Larry and Glenn Olden. What up, Larry?
Hey, great show, guys. I love your topic.
Thanks,
Before
man.
I get to that, real quick, first off, Nick doesn't really have any hits in the last 29 because that was an era in real baseball. And my question really is for Ben Davis. Two questions. Mm-hmm. What was trade Turner doing when he almost knocked himself out with a foul ball?
And he just fouled it up.
We saw Hoskins do that a couple years ago, remember? And he hit himself in the face.
I thought he got really lucky, Trey. You know, kind of just caught the
very lucky.
Yeah, me too.
He kind of laughed it off.
He did. He was fine. It was like, but that
would have freaked me out.
Me too.
That would have freaked me out.
Yeah, then he swung at the same type pitches in the ninth inning and struck out.
It wasn't a great at bat for Trey, but that dude had his number, it seemed like.
All right, so my question real quick is for Ben. Would you move off of Long next year?
Kevin Long?
No. Yeah. I don't think so. I think he's – I mean, look what he's done for Schwarber. He's been unbelievable. The other thing is a lot of these guys have their own guys.
Of course they do.
You know?
Of course
no, I'm serious. Like, they have their own hitting guys. And that's the thing. That's just the way baseball is. A lot of guys, they have, you know, it's a different game now. They have their own chefs. They have their own workout guys.
Yeah.
Strength and conditioning coaches. They have their own hitting
coaches.
Which is,
you would think, like, organizationally, you'd want to have a philosophy. You'd want to, you know, this is how we do, this is our approach and all that. So that does make it more difficult. Well, Trey Turner has the second most hits in baseball. I don't think he's had a, you know, he's going through a downstretch, but he's had
a home run at home all year.
He's had which is just a strange quirk of things. But look, he has not been to the point we made with Steve, our caller, a couple minutes ago. That I, you know, look, baseball is a lot more about being able to get extra base hits and hit home runs now than it used to be. And Trey is not doing that. But
I think Kay Long is a wonderful hitting coach. I got chance to work with him when I was in AAA with the Yankees, and he was our hitting coach there, and I love the
get
guy.
Get out of here, really? Yeah. Wow. That's fun.
Yeah. So
well, he was with the Yankees for a while.
Yep.
Back in the day.
But I don't think, I mean, you can lead a horse to water. You know, you just can't make them drink. And I think that's where they're at with this ball club right now. Either these guys buy into it, and we've seen, the frustrating thing is we've seen them do it. Those three games in Texas were amazing. Their approach, we saw so many guys go from 0-2 to a walk or 0-2 to a hit, and their approach is what was great. And then they went to Cincinnati. It was a completely different approach. If they can maintain that approach, I'm telling you, they can do some dynamic things. It's fleeting at times. That approach is fleeting.
Yeah, they need to stick with that approach. We need to take pitches.
They do.
I agree.
Larry, you got an answer for us for what would have broke the internet?
Like I said, that was a great question. I'm going to go with Marilyn Monroe singing happy birthday to JFK.
Yeah, that's a big one. We would have been theorizing, like, what the hell
Mr.
is going on?
Mr. President, happy birthday.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
I'm clipping that.
Really, really good impressions, guys.
All right. 215-592-9494. Back to the phones in a minute. Couple piece of audio that annoyed me for different reasons. Lane Johnson, you'll hear this audio. It's annoying, but I don't blame him. Like, I get it. I think something we've all been expecting, you know, Lane's not going to play forever, right? Well, he told us that. Here's Lane Johnson.
If we win it all this year, hey, I could be done this year. That's how I feel. But
it's on the horizon a little bit, the mortality of yourself?
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Just because there's obviously football, the career is fun, but, you know, you're getting to live life that's, you know, everything you work for, you're getting to enjoy now. But, like, whenever you're in it, you remember what it's like. Just you're constantly working and, you know, And that's how I feel when I'm in it. But no, I'm definitely looking, you know, next couple of years. I signed for two, so really this and next, and really evaluate it. But yeah, if we win it all this year, it could be, you know, last.
Never
last
know.
Overall. You never know.
Wow! Look, I
that hits hard,
right, dude? I told you it was gonna annoy you. Like I heard that and it was like, man, like I felt it. I felt it in my soul when I heard that audio. And it looks similar to what Zach Wheeler said recently, you know, where he's like, my contract's up. Goodbye. I'm out. Ben, like the Lane thing, look, we didn't think Lane was going to play forever. We know at some point, you know, he's going to retire. But it's so hard to think about when he is, you know, all pro level year after year and has not slowed down. And in some cases, maybe he's gotten better. But yeah, man, like, we're starting to head towards the end of the Lane Johnson thing, and it could be as quick as this year. I mean, I think it's that's pretty jarring.
If they win it all.
Yeah, which, look, we'll take the title.
Yeah.
But that's pretty jarring. You know, it's pretty jarring. I think we all, like, we know that we're starting to get towards that point, but I just think we kind of put it at the back of our minds because he's so great, and he never has really talked about it, like, this specifically, this declaratively. Or, you know, so not the best audio here, but look, I understand it more.
I wonder how much training camp played
a
role
point.
In
like,
that
he's just
answer.
Like, this sucks.
And like he had a rest. I'm assuming
maybe
it was
the winning the Super Bowl, the fun of the season. He's like,
because
great.
Yeah, you forget. I feel like he was essentially saying you forget how hard it is when you're in it. And I will say, like, it has been a hot training camp out there.
That's
and
a really
I'm not
good
even
point.
In pads.
So. I'm gonna hope that his, you know, just being in it right now is influencing how he feels. Because look, we'll take Lane as long as he can stay. And obviously, you want these guys to retire when they want to retire and take care of their bodies and leave while they can. And I get it. Like I will not begrudge Lane whatever, whenever, you know, he has given so much to this city and to this team and obviously, but still it was a little jarring.
Definitely jarring.
All right. One more piece of audio that's jarring in a different way. Let's flip to the other tackle. Our two tackles just popping off. Jordan Mailata was asked about kind of, you know, was kind of beaten pretty badly by Myles Garrett yesterday from all the reports. We'll talk to Elliot Shore Parks in about 40 minutes. He'll tell us what he saw on that front, but definitely did not seem like a great day for Mailata. And it seems like, you know, it's been a bit of a hampered training camp from him from all the reports we've gotten. Hasn't looked his best at times. And we're only, you know, I know he says we're halfway into training camp or whatever, but we're like, we haven't even gotten close to the start of the season yet. I don't love hearing Jordan Mailata talk. I know the players get banged up and all that, but listen to Mailata talking about everyone's got an injury already. We're already all hurt. Here's what Mailata said.
What you look like you were dealing with some things yesterday. You were down. I mean, what was that?
I think we all, at this point in camp, we're all just carrying injuries. It's been a very physical camp. It was nice to see some fresh faces this week and, you know, some new looks. But, you know, I'm not the only one that's going through camp carrying, you know, still little nags and little injuries here and there. You know, that's when you got to sacrifice that free time to be doing rehab or treatment to be able to come back out in the paddock and keep pushing.
Week 12, he says that. I'm like, yeah, you're right. Everyone's carrying injuries deep in the season. I mean, week 8 even. It's like, all right, we're starting to get halfway through the season. I get it. You're getting nicked up. You got to power through. It's week 3 of training camp. We're talking about everyone's nicked up. Everyone's beat up already.
We're all carrying
injuries. Anyone else concerned about that? Like, I don't love
that. No, it's concerning. So I'm glad he was asked that because, like I said, like me and Elliot, like a lot of the beat reporters will, like, stand and watch training camp and their 11-on-11s team drills together. And Jordan Mailata has had moments where, like, he doesn't look like – and it's not just him. It's, as he mentioned, it's a lot of guys – looked a little, like, slow to get up a little. But it is extremely hot out there. It has seemingly been a very tough camp. And I guess it's, you know, we have to weigh, because remember there was a time when we're, you know, wondering if the Eagles were practicing hard enough. And I can confirm they're certainly practicing really hard out there. Mm-hmm. But I was glad he was asked that because we were kind of like, is Jordan Mailata okay out there? Like, he looks like he's a little sluggish, a little hurting a little bit. And it is concerning to hear him say, like, yeah, I mean, who isn't carrying an injury in training camp?
Exactly.
The season hasn't even started,
that's
dude.
When they play games and they're like, oh, well, football players are beat up during the season. I mean, Ben, does that concern you? You hear that audio from Mailata? Just to, like, feels a little beaten up already, man.
He's 6'8", 385.
Yeah. So you're saying he's going to just have to, you know, deal with stuff because he's so big.
Running up against a Volkswagen every play.
Yeah.
Things are going to happen.
There you go. Look at Ben.
I'm just saying, matter of fact. I'm just saying. There's a reason they only play one game a week.
No, that's true. Look, you're right. I just, again, if it's coming, you know, a few weeks into the season, I feel better. It's like I want, I don't love Jordan Mailata heading into the season.
I don't love it.
Yeah, I get it, though. I get it. Look, and maybe he's, you know, it was a particularly tough day of practice, and he's feeling it, and he's just, you know, saying it. We'll see.
I think they're all feeling it.
I think they're all feeling it, from Lane's comments
to Jordan's.
Yeah.
Like, I think that we are at a point in training camp where these guys are really beat up.
It happens in everything. You could do all the different training you want for spring training or for preseason games in hockey. No matter what you do, once you get to that spring training or you know, the workouts for football, it's completely different. All bets are off because your body isn't used to reacting like that every day. And you can train. I think I trained as hard as anybody in the off season. I got my body in the best position to go to spring training. But once you get down there and you're catching all those repeated bullpens and doing drill after drill after drill, it's completely different. Being in the weight room and being out on the field is a completely different animal.
Yeah, no, I'm sure.
Completely different.
Yeah. No, it's going to be and look, just in a general sense, I mean, going to the Super Bowl, playing deep into February, yes, having that type of, like, it is harder to turn it back around quickly and get your body ready and all that stuff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Shorter off season, all that type of stuff. There's a reason it's really hard to repeat. It's really hard to go back to the Super Bowl the year after there. It's all that stuff. And they've been to 2 Super Bowls in 3 years. Like, it is possible, and I hope it's not, but it is possible we're seeing wear and tear of this 3-year run started to build up. But then you look at a team like the Chiefs or the Patriots and what they were able to do, you hope the Eagles can push through. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones and talk to our buddy Drew in Westchester. What up, pal?
Morning show host Seltzer. How we doing, folks?
Oh, better now that you're on the line, my friend.
Hey, happy belated anniversary to you and Emily.
Yeah,
I know that was
14 years a couple of days ago. So,
and let me give my wife a quick shout out. It's her birthday today. And Dev, I think you may be her favorite WIP person, because I was listening to your Saturday show a couple weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And I forget how it came up, but you were talking about how, you know, you don't like Kyle Tucker, and she, like, still hates him from the 2022 World Series.
So yes.
She heard that, and she was like, yes, Devin, like, let's
go.
Oh,
my gosh. Well, A, I'm honored. B, yes, I don't like Kyle Tucker still from the 2022 World Series, but I think he's like the perfect player for the Phillies. Unfortunately, I don't think they're ever going to pay him as much as he's going to ask for.
No.
I would have loved him in red pinstripes for this year. I can admit.
I mean, he's kind of perfect for this version of the Phillies.
He's perfect for any team.
Kyle Tucker's
awesome.
I mean, Kyle Tucker for Nick Castellanos.
Yeah,
come on.
No, that would be a nice trade out. That's for sure.
Yeah, he'd be there's your protection for Bryce, or he could bat second and you move Schwarber. Yep. He would have been awesome this year. But yeah, I'll try to wrap on a positive note with the Phillies. But I wanted to push back on the Kirkering thing a little bit. You say he's been excellent. I know last night he was put in an impossible situation. I would just ask, do you trust him in the playoffs? Like, to me, he's got a 1.3 whip. That's pretty high for a reliever. I was looking this morning. I think there's been like 40 times this year he's pitched an inning or more. He has only like 8 clean innings. He gives up a lot of hits. He puts a lot of runners on base, and I feel like that can really snowball in a playoff game. Like, if this is the guy who has to get the ball to Duran with like a one run lead in the 8th inning, I just don't feel great about that.
Well,
in October,
Drew, it's a great point, and he will be the guy who I think is most likely to be, you know, in that position to hand the ball to Duran. And Ben, I think it's a really fascinating point, because Kirkering has been bad in the playoffs last year. Now, not bad, but he is. It feels like he's like going to give up a run in a big spot in the playoffs. Not more, but probably a run. And, you know, in a couple big spots each of the last 2 years. Now, to be fair, in 2023, he's a kid, you know. He was literally moved from high A to the majors over the course of the season. But he has petered out in the playoffs the last 2 years. Are you at all concerned about Kirkering in that highest leverage role other than Duran, essentially?
No, I actually not. I think he's taken some big steps this season. I think he's learned. He knows himself really well now. I think he trusts himself a lot more now. Will he give up a hit every now? Yes, he will. But I'm just a big believer. The bottom line is ERA, and, you know, he's got a really good one. So he's got a sub-3 ERA. I think he's taken some steps, and he's really starting to know himself and realize that, hey, man, I got good stuff. I can pitch this level, not only pitch, but have success.
True. I'm more on your end. Like, I agree with Ben. I trust Kirkering more than I did last year, and I think he has gotten better. But I agree with you. Like, the whip bothers me. I do get concerned about base runners, especially in the playoffs. And I need to see Kirkering come through in some of those big spots for me to feel super confident with him. So I agree, it's a concern. I still like him, but it's a concern.
Yeah, it may not be fair, but I think I'm kind of at the point where, like, okay, like I need to see you do it in October before I'm fully going to trust you. Definitely been better than earlier in the season, but I'll just say, you know, I feel like this time last year, I feel like we just kind of hit like a bit of like a malaise, where I remember just, you know, kind of like not being like real excited to, you know, watch him every night. And despite like this 3-game losing streak and the offense going cold, I have seen some more like resiliency, and I
agree
feel more like jazzed up to just like watch him on a nightly basis. So, you know, big series coming up against the Mets, I just want to see that, you know, continue where they just don't let this snowball too much.
Yeah.
No, that's a really good point too, with like enjoying there was a stretch where I was not enjoying watching this team. Like, they weren't making it fun to watch. And it was really unfortunate, because what I love most about this Phillies team, aside from the fact that, you know, they've been good consistently, you know, making it to the postseason at least, they've been fun to watch. And I didn't get that vibe this season until recently, until obviously not the last 3 games. But since the trade deadline, it seems like just the energy has picked up, and they're like the Phillies of old that I miss so far this season.
Drew, you got an answer for what would have broke the internet?
Yeah, I'm going to go with that 1980 Olympics, U.S. beat the Soviets. I feel like people would have been, you know, clipping out Michael's call and all the memes and stuff there.
You're right. Good call, Drew. We got our hockey man back in the studio.
Love it.
You know.
Yeah, Lewis, yeah, just hanging out back there. All of a sudden, hockey goes, ha!
My ears perked up.
That was good. No, it was really good. I appreciate it, Lewis. That was funny. It's a really good answer, though. The miracle on ice definitely would have been wild on social media. Let's talk to Gary in Vineland. What up, Gary?
Seltzer!
Gary!
What's going on, man?
How you doing, pal? Good morning.
I need a little inside baseball from you.
Ooh.
So did you tell Emily that the friend
Teddy was actually a stuffed animal from your childhood before or after the proposal?
No. So, yeah, unlike Joe DiCamera, my actual best friend since the first grade is named Teddy. Shout out to Ted Knutson, best man at my wedding, like the since the first grade. So that's we've been friends for 40 or 30. How many years? How old am I? 35 years, 36 years. So it's a long time. It's my guy. Shout out to Teddy. He's a real person. He's not an animal.
Okay, I just need to know.
Yeah,
I get little love that Ricky's taken off like he never used to, but a little sad I didn't get to sing Mr. Jomo this morning.
I know. Now I think that did make the rounds on social media.
What happened?
Ricky doing the Moro Ojomo, Mr. Roboto, Moro Ojomo. Yeah, so and it works. It is good. It's a good, you know, little ditty.
Can I give you a hotel upgrade story?
Sure. Seems to be one of the themes.
We
were going down to Camden Yards, and we were staying over on a Sunday, and get in the room and go to the bathroom, and the shower looked like somebody reenacted the scene from Psycho,
but with
a smirk. So we went down to the front desk, and they're like, yeah, sorry about that. We had a Comic-Con convention in this weekend, and it's a bit of a mess. Here, so they upgraded up to a
Can I interrupt? What's a Comic-Con?
What? Hold up, Gary, hold up. What?
You don't know
You've
what
never
Comic-Con
heard
is?
Of Comic-Con?
No, I have not.
It's this massive event every year where people who like comics and movies and like all the Marvel things and DC and like all
it's basically
these, like,
yeah, there's a reason I haven't heard of it.
Associated with nerds.
Nerd culture all together, but it's actually become like now it's like mainstream. I mean, now they show like movie trailers and like for like normal stuff. Like studios do their like upfront type stuff there. And all. Like Comic-Con is like a massive. I'm shocked you've
it's
never heard of
comic
it.
No wonder I haven't heard of
it's
it.
No.
This is like popped mainstream culture. Like this is something you should.
Yeah,
you
I'm
should,
not into that.
You should be embarrassed that you haven't heard of Comic-Con.
I'm not.
Are you not like a Marvel guy?
I know you're not.
No.
You know, like,
I'm fine with that. You don't have to be.
It's not real. Doesn't affect my life in any fashion.
That
it's
is
not,
such
not,
a...
Not necessarily true. I mean, economics can affect in many things. Well, what this company makes off this movie can impact this company, can impact this company. So you actually really, I mean, if we're being real about it, you know, there is impacts to the world. That
so
come
do you
from...
only watch documentaries and no. like the news?
No, I mean, I've seen the Avenger movies and things like that.
Well, that's okay. Marvel. That's,
yeah.
But like stuff like that's announced and
but it's not just that
Comic-Con.
Now. It's become much more mainstream. Yeah. It's like a lot of movies get talked
very
about.
Very mainstream if I haven't heard of it.
Yeah, this is on you. Gary, you got an answer for a what would have broke the internet besides the first?
Yeah, I don't know, Ben. I might Comic-Con. Take some pride in not knowing that.
Yeah, well, he does. But, I think it's very clear. Ben has no problem saying, I don't
no
care.
No qualms about it.
He said to you, Gary, I don't care, is what he said.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So especially after watching the documentary, I don't think that this thing would have happened because I think people like Bob Dylan and other people wouldn't have showed up if there was people blowing up Twitter saying that, you know, Sheila E., they just wanted Prince. They didn't want me. And
We Are the World.
We Are the World.
This?
Yeah, We Are the World, man.
Gary, good call. Yeah, that would have gotten people going, all those artists together and all that. Joe and John are huge fans of the song We Are the World. I think it's just okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ben. Like, the whole thing is amazing. Like, the cause and getting everyone together is super cool. But, like, the song, it's, like, fine.
That's Yeah, the it's cause and everything great. Behind it is great.
Super cool. Seeing everyone in the room together.
The song is meh.
The song is meh. Thank you, Ben. I have to put up with
My
these
guy.
Two all the time. This is the greatest song ever written. It's amazing. Listen to Lionel Richie in the background.
Well, that's just because Richie loves Lionel Richie.
I know. They are so obsessed with that song, and I'm like, it is the definition of fine.
Yeah.
Thank
but
you,
would
Ben.
You say it's iconic, though?
Of course it's iconic.
Okay. All right. As long as you say it's iconic.
It's absolutely iconic, just not a great song. That's okay, you know? Let's talk to Scott.
Okay.
And that can be okay.
Right? Exactly. Scott Mullica Hill. What up, Scotty?
How you doing? Good morning.
Morning, pal. How you been?
I'm doing good. I would wanted to respond a little bit about the talks about the Eagles training camp.
The floor is yours, my friend.
And, I'm not too worried about it. I'm not. This is what practice is for. This is what practice is for. I'd rather iron out the problems now because the times you don't want problems is week one. You know what I mean? It's like get the guys out there, get them loose, get them going. It's just like, you know, if you make mistakes, that's what practice is for.
And look, you know, we don't know what they're working on in these practices. This is the big thing, especially with spring training, I always say, where it's like a pitcher goes out and gives up six runs. It's like they might have told him to just throw his curveball. You don't know what they're working on, what these guys are focusing on, what they're and they're not game planning for these other teams in the same way. And honestly, like Devin pointed out before, I mean, the offense was functioning without A.J. Brown, Landon Dickerson, and Lane Johnson. Like, I don't know. That feels like three pretty important players being able to function the offense. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm with you, Scott. I just can't get worked up over it, especially after just winning the Super Bowl. Like, if this team were coming off a horrible season, maybe I'd be like, and they look bad in camp, and no one – like, it's just hard. I can't – and for the joint practice, like, how if you're the Eagles, and I know you got to practice like you play, I get it, but, like, how are you supposed to get up for a joint practice against the Browns when the last meaningful game you played is the Super Bowl?
Exactly.
Like, it's just hard.
Jalen always shows up in, like –
Totally, Scott. Jalen's a PTP-er, as Dick Vitale would have said. He's a primetime player.
I'll also say I think training camp and joint practices can be similar to like when a pitcher is, you know, making a rehab or like working his way up in AAA, where like they might be working on something or in spring training. Like they might be working on something specific. And then they get blown up. But, like, that's not actually the stuff that they'll show in a game that matters.
Totally.
Yeah, the other night, we saw Hunter Green pitch for the Reds.
Yep.
Okay? He looked pretty good.
He looked awesome.
Yeah, he had four starts in the minor leagues. He pitched 11 innings and gave up 11 earned runs.
No way. Really? See, there you go. That's exactly right.
Perfect example.
It's a perfect example. Yeah. It's exactly right. Scott, you got an answer for us for what would have broke the internet?
I'm going to say the Beatles' first appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show.
That's a good answer. So this is based on the Beatles at Shea Stadium. The Beatles on Ed Sullivan would have been a good one there. Mm. You're listening to 94 WIPHD1 Philadelphia, broadcasting through the Tasty Cake Studios from the beautiful Borgata. And that caller's question leads us to our Twitter poll question of the day, sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Proud to again be PA's number one Chevrolet EV dealer, now in stock. The Equinox, Blazer, and Silverado EVs together. Let's drive Armin. Chevy.com, and the question today is exactly what he was talking about. There is how much do you care, or do you care about how the Eagles quote unquote play in training camp and joint practices? ASB, no. We'll check the results next hour. Who's going to guess which one of you two wants to be John Ritchie next hour? We'll have to figure that out. That's an important part of the show.
I'll do it. I've actually always wanted to be.
Do not look at it because you are online. You're online.
I actually haven't really looked at Twitter today.
Good.
Outside of Elliot's notes.
You should do that every day, which is important. all right. What would have broken Twitter? You can win a Adam Sandler tickets. He's going to be in Philly September 19th. You can win those tickets today by giving us what would have broke the internet if it happened before social media. And then, again, your calls, 215-592-9494. Plus, coming up next, we'll hear from Jihad Campbell, a really interesting anecdote on meeting Myles Garrett and what that was like. More from Howie Roseman as well coming up, plus your calls. It's Ben Davis, Devin Caney, James Seltzer from Borgata. We're coming right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.